Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Sharon.
Hello, this is Danny calling. I was hoping to book an appointment for my bird soon.
Yes, when were you looking at booking that for?
Whenever next available, I guess.
Okay, is there anything wrong with your bird? Did you say your bird?
Yeah, so he needs a beak trim. He's a cockatoo with the beak and feather disease.
Oh, okay.
So we're coming in for our first beak trim soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, have you been here before with him at all?
We've been there in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
But this will be our first beak trim.
It's the first beak trim, okay.
Yeah.
You have a look at his file. What's his name?
Thank you. His name's Birdie.
Birdie. That's my bird's name as well. Birdie and surname?
Armistead. Armistead.
And Birdie with a Y, is it, or...?
I've been doing double E.
Oh, right, okay, that's why I can't find it. Okay.
Sorry.
Birdie. Oh, no, it's not coming up with that either. So,
yeah. I struggled with naming him when I got him because I thought he was someone's pet because he was so friendly.
Oh,
and then
right.
I couldn't find the owners, and then he caught on to Birdie in the meantime. So then,
Birdie,
yeah, we've ended up with just Birdie.
Oh, yeah, I found him here, yep.
Oh, cool.
We'll be see when... So you saw Dr. Brock last time in January. How's he otherwise? Like, he's eating fine, everything else is good with him?
The last month his beak just suddenly grew way extra,
I've
been giving him a lot more processed sloppy foods with vegetables and stuff. But he's still got a big appetite and everything like that. His beak just grew suddenly a lot faster the last month.
How do you manage the pellet conversion? Is he eating any or is he still just...
Sorry?
Is he eating any pellets yet?
I've been trying. They're not his favourite, but he gets them every day.
Oh, good.
Definitely
good.
More variety of the veggies we're having good luck with. And he's getting a lot less seed compared to when I didn't know.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm making him, like, these pre-made mixes with all sorts of veggies and stuff chopped up quite small and a few seeds and extra little bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, that's good. But I'll try and book you in with Dr. Brock again, just because he's sorry.
Thank you.
What day did you say you wanted to bring him in?
I'm flexible.
Okay. Let me see what he's got next week.
Yeah, I'm really flexible, so whenever's best.
And you said he's got beak and feather disease?
Yeah.
I'll just pop you on hold because I'm only here on Saturday, so I'll just check with the other nurse what is the best time to do that because we obviously don't want to have too many other
nurses. Yeah, that's right. I think we did come last.
Yeah.
One of the last, yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll just go check with it. It won't be too long.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for holding.
Sure.
So, yeah, we'll probably make it last appointment of the day.
Yep, that's okay.
Because he may potentially need to have a bit of a short anaesthetic too to do that because it's quite stressful for him. So, you don't need to fast him. Just don't give him too much food.
All right, I'll just write this down actually real quickly.
You
say not too much food that day?
Yeah, not for 3 hours before. So you can feed him in the morning.
Okay,
Just not for 3 hours prior to the appointment.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
That should be okay. If you can do around 4:10, would that suit you?
Yep.
Did you want to do Monday?
He does have a Monday.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll see you at 4:10 on Monday with Dr. Brock.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries.
I appreciate it.
That's all right. We'll see you then.
Yes. Anyway, catch you.
Bye.
Bye.